remember one rather humorous tale that was told to me by my neighbour about Alistair's uncles there. One of the times there was a man, one of the MacLeods again of Ruig, he's called Dan MacLeod. I think it's this question of Tyree, when there's more than one Donald in the family, one of them would call them Dan to distinguish them. But Dan, who had died, I think about in his 40s, I don't know if he was there in your time, was he, Alistair?
I don't remember him somehow.
No, Dan MacLeod. And Dan seemingly was a rather fine, handsome looking man, according to my aunt there, but he liked his practical jokes. And one of the times they were out fishing for the lobsters, and sometimes I had heard that when there was a particularly big lobster, it couldn't enter the hole into the creel. And he was hauling up the creel when he saw this huge lobster on the top of the creel. And the problem was to get it in, to catch it. And he did catch it and brought it in. But no way, this was an exceptionally big lobster, and no way could it get in through the normal channels into the creel. But on these creels, when you take a lobster out, you usually there's an opening in the netting at the side. You can unstring it and you can get in and put the bait in or take the live lobster out. And what he did, what Dan did, seemingly went over to Alistair's uncle's creels out in Skipnish Harbour there and hauled one of theirs up, one of the empty creels, opened it up and pushed this huge lobster inside and closed the opening net, then tied it up again down there and lowered it down and went home. That night he went down seemingly to Brock, to Cayley, and the subject was there, was the great mystery of where Alistair's uncle had got this huge lobster inside the creel. But how on earth this lobster could ever have got in a creel, the old men just could not understand. And Dan listened to the story and seemingly made them none the wiser.